It has ripened and it has been picked. This means that it was harvest time. The thought is further enlarged upon and dated by the statement in verse 2. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. That, of course, is the common version. The thought, the phrase, pass by, according to Professor Rotherham, should be rendered, I will not again anymore forgive them. Lisa renders it, I will not further indulge them anymore. And Moffat says, never again will I pardon them. Israel's grossly sinful condition had degraded to such a condition that the prophet Amos was shown in this vision of a basket of ripe fruit that Israel's transgressions cried out for punishment as far back as approximately 750 B.C. And mind you, remember what the apostle said in Hebrews, they failed to enter because of what? Unbelief, lack of faith. One little word. It takes almost the whole world to understand it. And as far back as that, Israel's condition had been manifest. But the Lord had a set time for Israel's final dispersion. And that was the time when the Lord, the Lamb of God, was to be slain as an offering for sin. And as the prophet Daniel, I believe it's in the 11th chapter, puts it, he was to cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Because of Israel's departure from God, Bible history from that time on through the prophets is filled with one indictment after another. You can read this through Malachi and all the other prophets. One indictment after another until he came unto his own, and his own received him not. They received him not because the Lord sent a famine in the land, a famine of hearing and obeying of the word of the Lord. Because of Israel's lack of faith in God and his word, and because they were governed by their own traditions, the Lord gave them the spirit of slumber, the apostle tells us in Romans 11:8. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. Apostle Paul, of course, is speaking these words quite a while back. But it still holds true. Even to this day, they have eyes, cannot see, they have ears, they cannot hear. In line with the type, the spiritual house of Israel has followed in the same pattern, same path. They lack a proper faith structure, a faith structure that was based on a proper interpretation of the Word of God. You cannot chide them for profession. You cannot chide them for zeal. You cannot chide them for efforts and works. But a proper faith structure based on the Word of God, they do not have. Nominal spiritual Israel has departed from the Word of God. They have departed from the faith that was once delivered to the saints. The faith that was delivered to the 12 apostles, who are the 12 foundations of the New Jerusalem. An apostle tells us in Galatians 4:26 that the New Jerusalem is the mother of us all. Once again, the Lord's people, the Amos class, can see a basket of summer fruit. Fruit that is ripe. The Living Bible renders the text, then the Lord said, this fruit represents my people Israel, ripe, for punishment. I will not defer their punishment again. Nominal spiritual Israel was not only ripe for punishment with the beginning of the harvest in our day, but we can also see its punishment coming on them and the beginning of disintegration going on. Once again, there is a famine in the land, a famine for the hearing of the word of the Lord. The famine in the land is not here because there is a lack of food, but because there is a lack of the proper kind of food. There is no lack of voices even from various portions of the harvest field today, calling the Lord's people to partake of their particular food, which leads to a veritable strife of tongues mentioned in Psalm 31:20. Because not many really comprehend the presence of the Lord with all its facets and its implication. It's so easy to say, I believe the Lord is present. Just a few words. But if we talk about it and dwell about it, if you dwell about it and talk to me about it, I'm sure you'll find out just how well I understand and I believe the Lord's presence. The majority are proceeding as if the Lord had not returned and the general call had not ended. And again, we refer to the parable of the dragnet. There are other lessons too in the parable of wheat and tares. The lesson of the parable, however, is placed in the harvest of the gospel age. Verse 49 says, so will it be at the end of the age. The messengers will go forth and separate the wicked from among the righteous. Again, it's not speaking of the wicked in the world. The wicked are not those in the world, but rather those that are among the righteous who are not living up to their covenant of sacrifice. According to Professor Strong, the word wicked there means hurtful. An example, evil in effect or influence. So really, they're hurtful amongst the Lord's presence, among the Lord's people. These will be ashamed in evil time because they will not have heeded the Lord's admonition to Laodicean stage of the church. Revelation 3:18. I counsel thee to buy gold tried in the fire, skipping on, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. In summing up the 31st Psalm and the 20th verse, compliments our subject in the 37th Psalm. According to Professor Rotherham, Psalm 31 reads, thou wilt conceal them. These are the ones who, in the context, verse 21, reverence Jehovah. Thou wilt conceal them in the secrecy of thine own presence from the conspiracy of men. Thou wilt hide them in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Yes, God will hide his people for protection in this evil time by feeding them with the Lord, the bread from heaven, feeding them harvest truth, giving them a knowledge and an understanding and an appreciation, which means much more than just knowledge. And it means still more than understanding. It means knowledge, understanding, and then properly appreciating his presence. This knowledge helps them, helps us see with our spiritual eyes and comprehend with our new mind the kingdom work the Lord is doing since entering the strong man's house, deposing him and spoiling his goods, and in its place establishing the spiritual phase of the kingdom in raising the sleeping saints who are with him and cooperating with him. Because they were faithful unto death and are overcomers, they have received the promise of Revelation 26 and 27. To him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of the potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. In this we can see with our spiritual eyesight, the eyes of our understanding having opened up, the kingdom work going on also in the earthly phase of the Lord's kingdom in tearing down the present institutions. And this really is the reason for the trouble we see in the world. Revelation 12:12 would very well describe conditions today. Woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Yes, he is working overtime. We can see also the earthly phase of the kingdom in the process of being developed by the restoration to the promised land of Israel in preparation to making the new covenant with them. Those who are the Lord's people, you and I, that are this side of the veil, can see these developments because we are hid in the secrecy of the Lord's presence from the pride of man. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be forever. The Lord knows your days and my days. The Lord had promised that we wouldn't be shamed and that we would be fed. And all the promises of God, the apostle says, are in him, yea, and in him, amen. May the Lord bless you with that.
Thank you, Brother Quallock, for those words of your study. Brother Quallock selected number 186 in closing. I'd remind you again, there are some cards to write over on the table, and there's also some two grades of tapes there. If you would like a little better tape, there's a tape available at $2, one available at $175 over there. Feel free to help yourself. And we'll have a half-hour intermission and fellowship and refreshments in the side room. We'd ask you to keep your refreshments over there. They ask us not to get coffee on the rug and what have you in here. 186, and shall we rise as we sing that, please.
Gracious and heavenly loving Father, hallowed be thy holy name. We come into thy divine presence, dear Father, at this morning hour, thanking thee for the privileges of this day and this convention, thanking thee for the leading of thy Spirit to this convention, that we may think on the heavenly things and be fed at thy hand and be strengthened the inner man, and that we may enjoy the fellowship of the saints. Forgive us when we come short of doing the will perfectly. We pray that thou will overrule anything that may have not been said according to thy will. We pray that all may redound to thine in its honor and glory. We thank thee, dear Father, that thou hast promised that we would not be ashamed, and that thou would be faithful, that we would be fed. We thank thee in that thou hast fed us, and we look to thee for thy continued feeding at thy hand. We thank thee and praise thee for all, in Jesus' dear name. Amen.